So you have set up a home staging consultation with a home stager. Great! If you've downloaded my free checklist, 30 easy tips to get your house ready to sell, and you've done some of those things, that is a great start. And if you haven't gotten it yet, I will leave the link in the show notes so you can grab it for free. At this point, you may have done some things already, but still have questions. So now you hired a home stager, but wonder what you need to do to get it ready for the meeting? In this week's episode, I will tell you what you can expect from me as a home stager and what I expect from you as a homeowner. Let's get into the episode. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. Thank you so much for listening. So you know you have to do something to get your house ready to sell. You've hired a home stager to come to your house or meet you virtually, and now you wonder, is there something I need to do before he or she comes over? Do I need to clean up? Do I need to pack up some things? Don't worry, it's not complicated, but some of you may worry about it. I'm here to tell you that as a home stager, I'm here to help you get through all those questions. So let's start with cleaning up. Most of my clients don't clean up, and that is perfectly fine. In fact, I would rather see what you have to work with versus an empty house. It's easier for me as a home stager because I can reuse items around your house and sometimes use them in different rooms. I can also see past the clutter and mess, so it does not bother me. So for number one, don't worry about cleaning up for the meeting. Okay, number two. Be ready for some changes. If you've hired a home stager, you know there are going to be some changes, and as a home stager, my goal is to help you sell your home. That means there are going to be a few changes. If you have not listened to episode 191, I highly encourage you to go back to that one. In it, I talk about the moving mindset. Even if you're not an empty nester, there are a few tips in there to help you get into the mindset of getting ready to move. Number three, be open to new ideas. I'm talking about painting, removing furniture, packing things up, etc. You may not realize the need for some of the changes because you have lived in your house and we tend to get blinders on after a while. We don't see the clutter, the color, the excess, because you've lived with it for so long. I had one couple where the real estate agent paid for the home staging consultation, and I came into the couple's home to give them room by room staging suggestions. Since the agent paid for it, the couple did not have a vested interest in changing things. They were actually opposed to the changes I suggested and didn't want to remove anything. Their home sat on the market for 6 months and eventually was taken off the market. Meanwhile, other houses nearby were sold. What are some of the things I suggested? Well, the outside of their house was stucco, but it was in Virginia, which is not a common siding. Inside, the house was decorated in Southwestern style, like it belonged in Arizona or New Mexico, but they were living in Virginia. I asked them to remove the Southwestern decor and replace it with landscape pictures, mirrors, or large face clocks to neutralize their decor. They didn't like those suggestions because it was part of their home style. But as a homeowner, you need to look at it through the eyes of a buyer. Not everyone will like Southwestern decor, especially in Virginia. And if you've heard me say this before, staging is depersonalizing it and neutralizing your home so that more buyers will love it. Decorating is when you add your style, like Southwestern decor or roosters on the wall or showing off the sports fan that you are, okay? So you've got to neutralize your home so that it appeals to more buyers. Again, we're trying to help you sell your home, and we as home stagers know what helps sell a house. So be open to new ideas. Ask your questions when you talk to a home stager, okay? Number four, have some tools available at our meeting, like a measuring tape, furniture sliders to move heavy items, especially if you don't have a second set of hands, and a small ladder. This is if you're meeting me virtually, for example, or a home stager virtually. Maybe they can't come to your home. As a home stager, I bring those types of tools with me to help me figure out, you know, we can move some furniture right then and there during a consultation. The measuring tapes helps me figure out what we can move. Maybe we can move a table over, or a chair can be better fit someplace else. So those types of tools always help. A ladder helps to hang up photos if we need to. So those are some of the tools you might want to have available. Again, you can do all this during the consultation. Now, during my consultation, I try and move things or have the homeowner move things then and there so they don't have to remember and take notes and go, now, what did she say again? Let's just move it then and there. Okay, so it helps to have some tools available during the meeting, especially during a virtual meeting. Okay. And then the last thing I want to talk with you about is to pay at the end of the consultation or before the meeting. It really depends on your situation and the home stager. You may have to pay before the meeting or directly afterwards. If you are booking the consultation online, you may have to pay for the appointment ahead of time, which is what I am currently doing for virtual meetings. If I do them in person, I ask for the payment directly after the consultation. If you need additional help after the consultation, such as finding accessories or go shopping on your behalf, we would discuss those payment options at that point. Okay, so those are some things to think about, be ready for when you meet your home stager. A lot of the times it's just going to be you and the home stager, maybe the real estate agent will be there with you, and you can all work together to move things around the house and get it partially staged, and then there may be some homework afterwards, if you will, okay? There may be heavier furniture that you're actually planning on moving out anyway, you don't want to take with you to the next house, so there's some planning things that as we go through, we can talk through at the schedule at that point. Okay. So those are just some things to think about when you meet a home stager, before you meet them, some of the expectations that you can work with. Okay. So if you are contemplating hiring a home stager to help you sell your house and you're still not quite sure what to do, send me a message on Facebook. You can find my business page at Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and I would love to answer any questions you have. So hopefully that answers your questions, that you're ready for a meeting with your home stager, and we'll talk to you later. Ready to get started with staging your home? Check out the different services I offer to stay within your budget. Go to BlueDiamondStagingAndDesign.com and click on the services/products tab at the top.